you give me a brief overview of what you have been researching?
So we've been using what is called environmental DNA to investigate whether you can actually take a sample of water and actually detect that whether there is a swordfish present there or not without even seeing whether the swordfish is there. So just from that piece of water, can you actually detect a swordfish in that place? And we do this because swordfish essentially are one of the most threatened groups of marine animals in the world. And so there are five species, four of which we have here in Australia, that are very close to extinction, and we need better ways to find where they still exist. And so that's why we've been doing this work.
Why is it so difficult to locate swordfish?
Well, they're quite big animals, but they're quite rare. And so, and then combine that with living in very sort of dirty, muddy water, you can't really see them. So you have to sort of fish for them if you don't use any other sort of technique. So, you know, it makes it very hard and very expensive to go out in there and find them. You do a lot of fishing for very little reward. Using the environmental DNA, or eDNA as we call it for short, we actually are able to just go out there, take some water samples, bring them back to the lab, and then process them here and work out whether there are animals in those locations or not.
So what does the eDNA actually look for?
So eDNA just looks for little fragments of DNA that are shed by the animals out in the wild. So all animals that live in water slowly over time are shedding bits of DNA from either, you know, skin that rubs off, wounds, those sorts of things. And so the water is actually this sort of DNA soup, and we take a sample of that water and we bring it back to the lab, and we actually look, and we have some, you know, tests basically that look for specific fragments that are unique to swordfish from the DNA that's in that water.
Will eDNA be used to locate other species?
Yes, and there are people doing it for other species, and we're certainly looking to extend the work we do here. So swordfish obviously have a very high conservation need, but there are other species in a similar sort of vein, and so things like river sharks, which are also occur in northern Australia and other parts of the world, again, a lot of pressure from human activity, and so we can extend the method quite easily to those other species of sharks that are in similar sort of situations.
What do you think the future of eDNA is?
Well, my hope is that eventually we'll get to the point where we don't actually have to come back to the lab to do the analysis. We can collect the water in the field and actually process it, you know, as we're collecting it, essentially. That's obviously several years away at this point, but, you know, we're taking steps to be able to do that. And so eventually, hopefully, we'll be able to be out there in the field and actually have a result, you know, within a few hours, potentially even.
What are you hoping to discover about swordfish from this research?
So one of the things that we've really designed this research for is to be able to go to countries around the world where we are not sure whether swordfish even exist anymore. So we know they're extinct in at least 20 countries throughout their original range. So we want to be able to go to countries where we don't know whether they exist still or not, take some water, test it, identify whether they're there or not. And then if they are, we can actually start to do conservation that's going to start to save this species in those places.